Well, look who it is coming back live and direct. Your girl Lyric with Lyric Thoughts. And boy, oh boy, there's so much I gotta catch you guys up on, for real. All right, so obviously the last episode was pregnant Lyric, and Lyric was pregnant. I had my son. Is September 17th of last year. We named him Chase, and now he's 4 months. He is humongous. His personality is becoming of his own, and I just cannot get enough of him. Like, he literally is my best friend. The love between a mother and a son is something totally unmatched, I'm telling you. Now, let's just for a second talk about carrying a child and having a child. I mean, it's crazy. So my pregnancy overall, in the beginning was pretty decent. I actually didn't even know I was pregnant until I was about a month pregnant. And I wasn't sick or anything like that. I did suffer from some crazy headaches every now and again, and they prescribed me magnesium. But overall, my pregnancy was great until the end, when I developed gestational hypertension. And I was scared. I'm not even gonna lie to you. September 15th, I woke up and I could not see. And I didn't know why or what was going on. So I just went back to sleep and I just figured I'd be all right. And then I woke up again, still couldn't see. And I'm like, all right, let me figure out what's going on here. So I called my aunt and she was like, no, you need to go to the hospital because that's not normal. It's not right. Get to the hospital and my blood pressure was 160 over 98. Man, they told me that my pressure was so high that I probably could have had a stroke. Can you believe that? I was scared. And they were rushing me because here, you know, you don't go straight into the labor and delivery department. You go into the regular emergency room. And then they have to take you upstairs to the labor and delivery floor. And I'm telling you, they got me up there so fast, man. And then they just started bringing in papers for me to sign. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, nobody's telling me nothing. They gave me a consent form for anesthesia. And then asking me about circumcision. And I'm like, okay, part of me is excited, but part of me is scared because I'm happy that this is probably going to be the day. But then I'm also like, what's going on? Nobody's talking to me. And finally, the doctor came in and she was like, listen, you're not going home today. I was like, come again, say what? What you mean? I don't even got my bag with me. Like, what you talking about? She was like, your blood pressure is too high. It is too close to the end for you. My due date was September 24th. But, you know, all this happened on September 15th. So I was about a week early. But I was still in the clear to where if I did have him that day, he would have been perfectly fine. He'd have been all right. The problem was that I was not dilated. So they had to, you know, start inducing me. And they started me on the Cervidil. I'm probably saying that wrong, so don't judge me. But it's a form of induction. It's supposed to soften up your cervix and cause you to start dilating. And it didn't work. It did not work at all. So that was Sunday night that I got admitted. They started me on that as soon as I got admitted. And by Monday, I still wasn't dilated at all. I had called my parents, let them know, like, listen, DaBaby is coming at some point, and I'm here. My dad flew out, and my mom got on the road to drive and whatnot. But when they checked me Monday, they were like, okay, this didn't do anything. So then they put this thing called the Foley balloon inside. And that was another form of induction. Literally, they inflate a balloon inside the canal. And I'm telling you, it's the most uncomfortable thing ever. And I had to sit there with it for 12 hours. So I think they put that late Monday afternoon. Tuesday morning, they came in. So now it's Tuesday the 17th. I have literally been in labor for like 3 days. And my midwife comes in and she checks me, and I'm dilated by 4 centimeters. So I'm like, all right, cool. Let's get this road on the show. Like, let's go. So she checked me at 8 o'clock and she's like, oh, but you know, I'm going to be leaving at 9. My rounds are over. I'm like, wait, what? What? What do you mean you're leaving? Like, you can't leave me. You're supposed to be here with me this whole ride. Like, what are you doing? She's like, I know, but you know, I gotta leave. She's like, for now, we're just gonna put you on this peanut ball, and you know, we're gonna just try to get you dilated some more. So now a peanut ball is pretty much like a big old yoga ball, but it goes between your legs, and you just squeeze it. Those of you who have me on social media, I did try my very best to document my delivery, well, my labor, on my social media. I will probably repost those videos, so watch out for those. But man, it was just the most annoying thing ever, because I'm ready to get gone and go and get, but the process was very slow. So my water broke at 8, and then I just ended up laying there. A doctor that I actually had never seen before came in, and she introduced herself or whatever. And she was just like, okay, well, I'm just going to be following up with you. Just keep on with the ball and this and that and this and that. She came back in, oh, I don't know, maybe later on in the afternoon. And something just wasn't right. I was hot and my son's heart rate was dropping, and they told me that I was developing an infection. And in my head, I'm like, obviously I'm getting an infection. Like, y'all broke my water hours ago. So from the time between my water broke and the time that, you know, they realized that I had an infection was about 8 hours. So they came in and they were like, listen, we're just going to have to give you an emergency C-section because his heart rate's dropping. You are developing a fever. Your pressure's going up. Like, it's just becoming a dangerous situation. And I immediately panicked because having a C-section was not in my birth plan. Like, I knew that it was a possibility that I probably would have one, but it was like a very, very, very small possibility in my eyes. So I immediately got scared. I started crying. I was very nervous. And I was just like, yo, I do not want to have a C-section. Like, this is not what I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to push my son out. Like, I wanted to have the birth experience that everybody else gets. Like, this is not fair. It's not fair. And obviously, I really couldn't protest too much. And the next thing I know, I was being ran down the hallway to the OR, getting prepped. It was scary. It was just absolutely scary. I've had multiple surgeries in the past, but this one was absolutely terrifying to me because I knew that it was, one, a possibility not only that I could lose my life, but my son could lose his life. And I don't know, like, I never felt fear like that before in my life, ever. And then I was losing a lot of blood, and it was it was just crazy. I was fading in and out, shaking violently. Then when he came out, he wasn't breathing. And I kept saying, Sid, that's my husband. I kept saying, I don't hear him crying. I don't hear him crying. Is he okay? Is he okay? And Sid kept saying, yeah, he's fine. He's okay. He's okay. Don't worry about him. And I'm like, no, I don't hear him cry. Because, you know, that's the classic thing. That baby's first cry. That's the classic thing. But I didn't hear my son. And then the next thing I know, they're whizzing the baby right past me out the hall. And I'm like, where are they taking him? They're taking him to the NICU. No one was explaining anything to me. I was just laying there with my gut all open, my son being whizzed away, and my husband holding on to my hand, and he looks utterly terrified. And I'm like, okay, this is scary. I later found out that I hemorrhaged on the table and lost a lot of blood. I pretty much was close to a point where I could have died giving birth to my son. And it was just so traumatic. And then once I did get put in my own room, I guess my mommy room, I guess you can call it, they were like, if you want to see your son, you have to be able to get up from the bed and walk to the wheelchair. And I was like, oh, y'all must not know me very well. I do this surgery life, honey. I got up so fast. Well, not so fast, but I got my behind up ready to go. Like, hello, take me to my child, please. Okay. And they took me to him. And the first time I saw my son, it was just like a feeling like no other. He, first of all, looked exactly like his daddy. And he's got all this hair, and he's all so long. He was 6 pounds, 9 ounces, 20 inches long. And he was just the most beautiful thing that I had ever seen in my entire life. And I'm just looking at him like, I made this? You? Me? I made that? Yeah, look at that. Would you look at that? And I just started crying and crying and crying. And I was just so thankful to God that he had blessed me with something so amazing. Like, he entrusted me to bring life into this world. And ever since then, my son has been nothing but a blessing. He now laughs on his own. So it's not just gas. And the things that he starts to laugh about is like, boy, that is not funny. You know, he is very aware. And anyone that sees pictures of my son or actually sees him in person, that's the first thing that they say. He's so alert. He's so aware. He's just taking it all in. He's looking around and he's watching and he's observing. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. Or hear me out. Or he's just nosy like his mama, okay? Because anybody that know me know I be looking all about my windows. I stay in somebody's business. That's just what I do. I get it from my grandmother. So, hey, okay? But I'm telling you, there's no better feeling than looking your child, someone that you created, in the face and just loving on them and giving them kisses. It's a real blessing. I am forever thankful, and I'm excited to watch him grow. I'm excited to teach him things. I'm excited to show him the world. I am just excited to be his mom. Seriously, it is the best feeling ever. And being a first-time mom is not a joke, because it takes a lot of strength. I mean, you're a first-time mom, you're recovering from a C-section, and now they send you home with this thing that won't stop crying. Now, thankfully, my son was not a crybaby. He only really cries when he's hungry. But can you imagine?
It's your first time caring for a human being of your own that you can't return. So babysitting your siblings really don't compare. This is your baby. You are in pain and agony from your own C-section. And you got to take care of this baby. Your husband or your boyfriend is at work. And it's just you and the baby. It was very traumatizing for me. And I did develop postpartum depression because I got to a point where it was just too overwhelming. It was just like, I can't do all of this by myself. I can't take care of him and take care of myself and try to heal at the same time. And when you get a C-section, they're cutting through 7 layers. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I gotta heal, but I can't really heal. You know what I'm saying? So I would find myself crying at random moments. I remember one day I was crying so bad. My son was just looking at me like, I know why I'm crying. Why are you crying, lady? Like, you're not supposed to do this. You the big person. What are you doing? Hello. Like, why are you crying? And I'm talking about hysterically crying, like snot coming out my nose, all type. It was just awful. And it was just a lot. But I was so in denial that it was postpartum depression. So I didn't go to the doctor right away for it. And then even when I went for my postpartum checkup, I didn't tell them about it because I was just in denial. Like, nah, I can't be depressed. I can't be that. Nah. That's not what it looks like on TV. So, no, it's not me. But eventually, I did have to talk to my doctor and let her know, like, yeah, this is something wrong. This is not how I am. I'm more upbeat. I'm more chipper. I'm more happy, like, all the time. And now I'm just sad constantly, losing sleep and all types of stuff. And she was like, yeah, you know, you're depressed. And you know, we could start you on antidepressants or whatnot. And so far, you know, they have been helping me. I have been doing other things to keep my mind busy and to just relax, you know, and try not to overthink things, overwhelm myself. I just take it in day by day, you know. But being a first-time mom, not having all the information, wanting to learn it on your own, but then also being bombarded with all this advice and all this opinion from all different types of people, it is just so much. And it's so hard to tell people, mind your mother business, okay? I got this. There's so many things that they tell you. And then when they tell you, it scares the hell out of you because it's like, don't do this or the baby will die. Don't do that or the baby will die. And it's like, I don't want my baby to die. Like, so you never know what's right and what's wrong. And then you want to incorporate some of the things that you learn over the years from your mom. But in a way where it becomes your own. You know what I'm saying? So it's not the exact same thing, but a way that you could tweak it so that you can have a different type of bond with your child. Teach them the way you want to teach them, care for them the way that you want to care for them, that type of thing. So yeah, this journey of motherhood is definitely scary, exciting, overwhelming, hilarious. It's so many things all wrapped into one, and I am madly in love with it. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, honestly. No matter how tired I am, no matter how frustrated I get, no matter how much drool my son puts on me or how many times he pisses and poops on me, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. And now I have a much more deeper understanding of my mother's love for her children. And I will forever be grateful for the things that my mother has taught me, still is teaching me. You know, she's not perfect. No mother is perfect. But that's what being a human being is about. That's what being a mother is about. And I'm just glad that I get to experience this firsthand for myself, you know? So, yeah, that's my birth story and my aftermath. But Lyric Stores is definitely back live and direct. We gonna work on a schedule, obviously, but as of right now, it's more so play by ear. I will definitely keep you guys in the loop on my life, and we're gonna bring up some new topics this year. We're gonna bring up some hot, crazy topics. Every day is a new topic, and I just love the things that happen in my life because I cannot wait to record and let y'all in on what's going on around me. Until next time, listeners, holla.